We go to the KRDO Newsline and visit with Casey with Purple Wave Auction. We missed last Thursday. You were busy last Thursday. You're on the road a lot, Casey.
Absolutely, Dan. On the road this morning, just pulled over so we could have our conversation.
Excellent. So there's a big auction today. If you're looking for a vehicle, I mean, some of the shots of these classic vehicles on the website are just tremendous. Talk about the vehicles and equipment auction going on today and some of the other things you want to highlight.
Well, yeah, so today is our vehicle and equipment auction, and we do this specific auction every other Wednesday. And what you'll find in this auction is, you know, everything from passenger cars to pickup trucks and shop tools. We also put in our classic collector cars in these auctions. And then tomorrow is going to be a construction auction, and then that's every other Thursday. Next week we'll do government, ag, and truck and trailer, and we also have a special featured retirement auction next Tuesday on the 7th, or next week on the 17th, the T.A. Shifsky Center retirement auction. That is, if you're looking for anything from, you know, mining and crushing equipment, paving and asphalt equipment, it's all going to be in that auction. You know, we're proud to represent it. In today's auction, we've got some great pickups from Wildcat Construction. You probably see them all over town. Mm-hmm. And then next week, we've got some construction equipment from Wildcat as well.
Yeah, these are just excellent. I mean, the way that you have this laid out, this website's so easy to use, and it's so beneficial because you can see all of the thumbnail pictures of these, you know, the different items up for bid, and you can zoom in on it. You can kind of look around, you know, to see the paint and everything. It's like high resolution pictures. And there's, how many do you take of each piece of equipment? Because it's a lot, isn't it?
I would say on a passenger vehicle, probably 50 to 70 pictures. And then on, you know, heavy equipment, you know, somewhere north of 100. We want to make sure that anyone anywhere can bid on this equipment and feel comfortable, you know, without having to come look at it in person. Obviously, we encourage people to come look in person, especially if we're doing an open inspection. Mm-hmm. Or if at all possible, maybe get someone that you know local, or a mechanic or someone, to come inspect it. But we know that that's not possible for everyone, so we try to do everything we can to make sure people are comfortable putting in bids.
I love it. And there's no reserves on these auctions as well. It's a true auction, isn't it?
It is a true auction. I mean, it's the best way to run an auction. If you want to set a reserve, then go, you know, consign it somewhere on a dealer's lot. But if you want to have a true auction and see what the true market value of that equipment is, no reserve auction is the best way to do it.
Yeah, no doubt about it. All right, you're going to be back tomorrow to talk about another couple of these auctions. What's the best way to either register on the website to place bids and give us more information where they can go to see all this great stuff?
So www.purplewave.com. Everything you're going to look for, if you've never been at Purple Wave before, is going to be at the top of the page. Very simple website to navigate. I mean, it's straight, simple soul, Dan.
Yep, no question about it. Casey, thanks for the time as always. We'll look forward to talking to you tomorrow on our normal spot, Thursday, and we'll talk about some of the other great things happening there.
All right, have a good day.